Hello, good
Hey there, how
evening.
can I help?
Hi, good evening. This is Alicia. How are you?
Okay, Alicia, how you doing? This is Rick with Dawson Mazur. How's the day coming
Hi,
along?
Rick. Hi, Rick. So I finally get to get back in contact with you.
Well, I'm glad I heard back from you. How have you been? How's your business coming along?
Oh my God, my business is not where I want it to be, unfortunately. But you know what? I'm putting in more work now, and I feel like I wait. So I did remember I was telling you I was working with another monthly payment at the time because we were startup.
Staff
So
up, right?
I absolutely do not like that platform at all. I think they oversold what they really offered, and now I'm just looking to. I'm shopping around now for to transfer from staff up, but I was speaking to my friend who is in the tech world, and he was telling me I might as well just get someone to build my own app. And then I'm
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
oh yeah, he was telling me get someone to build your app, and that would be better. And then I was like, he was introducing me to some people, and then I'm like, you know what, I told this developer last year that I would work with him, so let me see if we can work together and see what
Right. So
I
see,
said I
I
was going
told
to reach
you.
out to you
Yeah,
first.
I appreciate that. So I told you that, a custom mobile application according to your situation is the best route to go, but then you mentioned that you wanted to try out StaffUp, and since you were just starting out, we thought, it's not a bad idea.
And at the time, the monthly payment was way better because you were saying I had to pay, like a sum,
So, I mean, what was the problem with them? I mean, just to make sure we don't face that same problem again, is it about the
All right, so
features? Was it buggy?
the functionality, the app is not functional, the app is not user friendly. So on the admin end, when they showed me, it was okay. I could figure it out. But every day we're receiving emails and text messages from our candidates saying that, oh, how do I find the shift? How do I clock in? It's just too confusing for our candidates. Sometimes they show up to their location. The app is not allowing them to clock in. So there was a lot of problems with the geofencing. And I'm paying for the app, and I have to be using manual timesheet because a lot of times they cannot clock in on the app. So it was just a bunch of
Bummer,
errors.
yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, it was like the functionality. And then another thing is like my competitors, they're using a platform where, how should I say? So their platform is, or their clients can log in and look on the candidate and request the candidates that they want to work, right? So
Right.
I do not have that option with StaffUp, but all my competitors that are bigger companies, they have this, and these are functions that help them to grow. And so I don't know. So with StaffUp is just not, it's not working out for me, and I feel like they're kind of like stifling my business, preventing it from growing. So
I think just about the
I
right time to, have your own custom platform built according to your requirements, and then, have it hand in glove with your, staff candidates that you have, and then, the companies that reach out to them. I sent you an email, if you remember, about the last time we were speaking, the same email that you replied back to this time. It had a lot of details about what we discussed. It says, it starts with, "Hello, Alicia. Many thanks for your time on the call earlier today." And then I gave you a full breakdown of what I think, after our conversation, what I thought was, all the features that you would need. Do you have that email in front of you? It was sent on August 23rd, just by the way, last year.
Let me see. But no, when I first met with you, bear in mind I was a brand new company. I didn't really know what I really need. Now I have experience, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So now I know more. Like some of the stuff that I told you that some of the stuff that I didn't know I need, now I know that I need it,
Right. Yeah, exactly. So we'll have to rediscover the project, and whenever we do a mobile application, we make sure we spend the right amount of time first discovering it before, you know, getting
August?
into the execution. August 23rd.
August 23rd. Oh my God, what happened to the email?
It's the same email that you replied back to today. So if you open the email that you sent me today, the
okay.
one that I responded to, that has the NDA and then the first email. So how much money did you share with StaffUp, by the way?
Honestly, I didn't even calculate it because I I've been with them like I've been with them a few months going to a year now, because I think I started with them either in, I think it was November or October of last year.
October, yeah.
So I'm I'm going up to a year now, but it's more of the functionality. Like I need an app that is gonna be doing what I need it to do, and there's platform that offer it, but I'm like, instead of jumping from one platform to the other, might as well I just build my own app.
Right, because all of this amount that you're spending in terms of money and then the time you're spending, all that is costing you business, and then it's costing you your investment as well, that you could invest right into a custom application and get it done the way you want. So anyway, I think it's good timing. I mean, you said you would get back to me in a year, and it's almost a year now.
Okay. So, okay. Hello, Alicia, many times. Okay, so I find the email. Yeah. So the thing is, have you ever heard of the company Wolf? I think the guy is from India, too, that owns that company.
Wolf? How do you spell that?
Mm-hmm. W-O-L-F.
That's it? I mean, that
the
sounds
CEO
like an animal.
Yeah. I don't know why they named it that. It is Wolf. But the CEO
so
is from India.
Technology or what? Mm-hmm.
Oh,
what do they do?
Wolf staffing platform. So.
Oh, staffing platform. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try.
Okay, so they're called Wolf.xyz. Wolf.xyz. That's their name on Google.
Okay, interesting. Let me pull this up. Okay, so it's a labor marketplace, more like a staffing marketplace. Okay.
So they do like a lot of app development. So the platform that they offer is exactly what I'm looking for my app development. So they offer like, this is what my competitors are using too. So they have like the admin console, which is where our employees would be able to log in. Then they have three portals to log in. So I have to let you know what I really want to see if this is something you're able to do. So I'm looking for an app that will allow, like, you know, we'll have a login for candidates to download the app, the portal where the admin, which is us, is going to be able to log in and post, like, the shifts and the timekeeping. This is a healthcare agency app. It's not like an app that someone's going to go on. This is an app that has the function, like, which is a big problem I was having with the staff up. So we need three portals, one for the client, one for candidates, and one for us to use. The one for us, we're going to use that to post the shift because we're an LK staffing agency and say, hey, there's a shift this time at this facility. Can you work here? And the candidates need their portal, which would be on their phone through the app, for them to request a particular shift that they would like to work. And also for clients, right, we would like the option for them to be able to log in and see if a candidate picks up a shift and also request a particular candidate that they would like to work, you know. And so
that's in addition to what we discussed last time. But all right, I'm understanding.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know what I wanted then. That was brand new. So now I have a better understanding of what our company needs to grow. And so we need three portals, timekeeping, invoicing, Onboarding. Am I forgetting anything?
Earnings, where each employee
earning.
Can keep track of their earnings every day, week, a month.
We could, so we're going to do timekeeping, and if there is a way that we could integrate our timekeeping into, like, our payroll, because a lot of platform offers that, where you could integrate your timekeeping over into whatever payroll software you're doing. If we could do that, that would be.
What software are you using for payrolls?
So we're using ADP, the company ADP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if there could be some type of integration between our platform and to integrate with ADP or...
So how's ADP treating you, by the way? I mean, is it working good? Or how about we, you know, do exactly what ADP does, except that it's going to be native to your platform, so, you know, you don't have to pay them whatever you're paying them, and you, like, get it done once. And then, you know, it all is in one platform rather than having to use ADP separately and then having to use the app separately.
So ADP is payroll, right? So they're a payroll company. And, I mean, if I could – if that is – honestly, if I get a platform where we could run our own payroll, I could consider that. But the reason I do it with ADP is – ADP, they know they have all the HR tools and everything that needed to run a company and all the – so they're pretty good with the HR part. And although we have to pay a little fee, it's not a bad fee because everyone doesn't pay the same price, you know.
Right,
it's all, like, negotiated. And I'm a small company when I got into them, so I got a good deal.
Mm-hmm. So are you? I mean, you're happy with what they offer so far, right? I mean,
yeah. I'm okay with what they offer, and I love that they will send me updates on anything that changes with the law and stuff because they're a whole HR platform for payroll and everything. So they're on top of a lot of things that I would have to probably hire someone to keep on top of.
Right. See, when you there's two ways. Right now, you know that either you could rent a software that's already there, which is going to be built generally for your industry and not exactly how you want it. Right, with a lot of bells and whistles, a lot of features that you don't need, and then it's an ongoing cost that you keep paying. So if you stay in business for 10 years, you keep paying them for 10 years, and it's really hard to get out because you have all your data and everything in there. The other way to go about it is that once you've crossed that one-year mark with your business and you know that now you're stable and now you want to grow, then you could start doing exactly what the other platforms do for you right now, and you pay them on a monthly basis. Rather than doing that, make an initial upfront investment and get everything done within your software so you know that way you don't have to pay on a monthly basis, and then you get it done exactly how you want it to work, right? Now with ADP...
That's exactly what I want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So with ADP, do you mind telling me how much are you paying them just so I can, make a comparison on, if we try and do the basic features of what they offer within your application, how much is that going to cost you in comparison to what you're paying them on a monthly basis?
So ADP is just payroll, right? So I pay based on how many candidates I run, so the rate fluctuates. So they give me a base rate, right? So, like, my base rate would be, like, I think it's like $69 for like 8 candidates or something like that. And each candidate, if I was to run payroll on like a 9th candidate, I have to pay an extra fee. Like, I think it's extra $3 or $5 per candidate over my base that I came in with.
Okay, that sounds reasonable. And say how many candidate payrolls do you have to run or you would be running, say, a year down the road?
Well, I'm planning on growing, honestly. I want to run payroll on maybe like 30 people. That's my goal. But currently I'm just running payroll like on 4 people. And this is why I'm like, you know what, I need to just like get my own platform, something that can, function better so my business could grow. Because I think staff up is kind of stifling my business, especially on the end where client portal, because my competitors, they have the client portal. The clients can just request their candidate instead of calling my company and say, hey, we need CNAs or nurses. They could just go on that platform and log in and request their own candidates. So which they're going to prefer to request their own candidate than trying to email someone or calling someone, can you send us some nurses? So I can see why the other,
With the way your staffing industry is evolving, and I'm, you know, firsthand looking into it because I work with other clients as well, you just cannot stay behind in terms of, you know, the platform you offer, the ease of navigation you offer, how a company can file their vacancies with you. If they have to reach out to you by email or by call and they have to wait for you to reply back and they cannot do it themselves, then that's a major competitive advantage that you're giving to the other competitors out there who just have a better platform than you, and they might not even have the best service in comparison to you. So I think, you know, as far as the purpose and the objective is concerned, I think you're on the same page that this is important, and this is going to help you streamline your business so you can start growing it.
Yes. Do you think you can build that platform that has all the features that I just listed?
Well, I think so. I think we'll have to, like I said, we'll have to rediscover, and that's exactly why I want you to look at my first email that I sent to you. I think you've already found it. The first one on the thread that you sent the email to today, and this starts with many thanks for your time on the call earlier and two important features, XYZ. Now, from here, we can build and we can see, you know, what has changed over time and what needs to be done in order to tweak this, you know, feature sets that we've already listed, and that's going to make it easier for us. So let me know when you're looking at it. And
yeah, I am looking at the email now. I'm just browsing over it. Yeah.
Okay. So
it's the important features today are something onboarding.
First of all, how many of this has now become obsolete and is no longer relevant? I don't think anything, but we might have to add a few things in there.
I mean, the feature where you have earnings, I mean, each employee will be able to track their earnings every day, week, and month as soon as they're assigned. Okay, well, that's a nice feature because we don't have that right now. I mean, they could log in on ADP and see their earnings.
Mm-hmm.
They could do that on ADP.
They cannot do it real time, right? I mean, they do it when the payroll has been processed. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, after the payroll is processed, they could log into ADP and view their earnings.
So this feature, I mean, just to remind you, this feature came from the other application that we did, and I showed that to you as well. It's on the email, too. That's called KREV. So what KREV does is when you approve a candidate's shift and they've done it and, you know, now it's time for them to get paid, and they're, you know, the manager approves that this person worked for XYZ hours and they should get, like, say, you know, X hours multiplied by per hour. That is going to show up in real time with the candidate, so they can keep a track of their earnings with you in real time without having to wait for the payroll. So that's where this feature came from. I mean, if it's just a good to have, then I think we can skip it for now. But I think if it's going to add value to your candidate,
I'll keep it. I'll keep it because, honestly, I'm trying to compete with the others. So,
you have to be better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is there. Clocking in, clocking out is there. Posting and applying for schedules where employees can, you know, one-click apply for jobs and may optionally be able to approve them for the shift. That is there. We've found some new features, like, you know, you could have, like, all your documents in there. So if you have, like, an evaluation form, you have the I-9 and the W-9. I think you mentioned this last time. All of that could be sitting within the application for them to find and use without having to, like, bug you or you having to send them by email, which also doesn't look professional as well. So onboarding, is that what onboarding still looks like, or do you need something else as well?
Okay, so my onboarding now is pretty good. To be honest, that part is pretty good. I can onboard someone very quickly on the Staffa platform because what we originally do was I send them, like, PDF, like, of exactly of the application that I have, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they basically uploaded that in the system, and the candidates were able to complete the onboarding the way I had it on paper. So, like, I have the application with your name, date of birth, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and the section where they would upload their credentials. They would take a photo and upload, let's say, their CPR certification, their BLS certification, their COVID vaccination, their nursing license, et cetera, et cetera. So the onboarding is okay. So with what I have now, it's not a bad onboarding. I think I want to do the same thing for this new app because it's just, yeah.
Okay, so right now, do you do it like a PDF? I mean, or do they fill it out on a paper and then upload the PDF of it? Or do they just fill the form on the application?
Yeah, they fill the form out on the app. So everything is done on the app. The onboarding is done on the app, 100% on the app. They're able to upload pictures, everything. They're able to complete an application on the app and submit it on the app. They're also able to sign their signature on the app, which is very important because we have documents that they need to sign off on. So we just upload that in the system, have that there, and whenever someone, like, apply for a job, we just send them all the packages that we need them to complete. They will sign, print their name, and
right.
the date and everything. Yeah. It's
so,
in
yeah,
the,
that's
there.
Perfectly doable. I mean, if you want to have the form that they can fill online without having to, like, take a picture or scan it and then converting it into a PDF and then uploading, I think it's simpler to have the form created within the application so they can fill it out right there and then, like, an online application and can be submitted.
Yeah, that's how I want.
Okay.
That's how I want, yeah.
Sounds good. So onboarding is, I think, and how many forms do your candidates regularly fill out when you're onboarding them? Is that like one form or is that like multiple forms?
Okay, so the application would be like one form for the application itself. Then the second form would be to upload all the credentials, right?
Hmm.
And then the others are like our handbook and like, like safety trainings and those stuff.
So those are documents,
like those,
right, that you just...
Okay, yeah, those are documents. So it's just like two, honestly, yeah, it's two forms that is like a part of the application process, and the other stuff is like documents that you need to review and sign.
Mm-hmm. So two forms, two online forms built into the application. I'm just taking some notes down here just to make sure we can come back to it. So two online forms for onboarding submitted to admin. That is you. And then in return, you send them some documents that are, so we'll need a file sharing space within the application so you can upload the documents and they can find it on their side of the application. I said, is that it for the onboarding or is there something else as well?
Yeah, so the onboarding is pretty quick. Just the W, they're just doing like a direct deposit form. They're completing a direct deposit, their W-4 or their I-9 form, mm-hmm. right? And then they're completing the actual application. And within the actual application, they can upload their credential right there.
Gotcha.
It's the application will prompt them, please upload your driver's license. Please upload your CNE, like that.
Right. Right. Okay. Perfect. Okay. That covers for the onboarding. Now, looking at the next pointer, PDF timesheets of each employee for all jobs available to download offline, print, and forward to other departments for record, which is HR, payroll, and those purposes. Is that still relevant or?
Yeah. So the timesheet.
Yeah,
so what I would love is if the what I would want on my platform is for the timesheet, I would like to be able to create the option to turn those into invoices. So let's say Alicia Robinson worked 40 hours at this particular facility, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to, like, change. I don't know. All right, so I want to be able to turn that into an invoice. Like, for instance, I could click on all these timesheets, and they're converted to invoicing.
Does that happen right now on your current application as well, or?
No, it doesn't. I just have a timesheet, and then I would have to go and create an invoice. However, one of the developers that another white label developer, they offer a few of the other white label developer. They're the one who told me that, oh, this is a part of our platform. And then I'm like, oh my God, this is something that would be very useful for my business. I didn't think about before. And then I'm like, okay, yeah.
So let me try and understand this. So an applicant or a candidate, they accept a job, and which has a per hour rate that they have agreed to, and then when they're done and they've checked out, it gets sent to the manager that the manager, as in yourselves, one of the admin teams, that this person has completed their job and they've completed X hours on this job. And this was the per hour rate. So you want that to be automatically converted into a template, or say a format of an invoice, which tells them that they work for X amount of hours at Y dollars per hour, and this is their payout that they can expect to receive at the end of the month.
Oh, that's not going to be available to the candidate. That's only going to be available to the admin, yeah. I don't want the candidates to see that, oh, this is what you work and this is what we make, you know? No.
Right.
So
yeah.
The invoice is only going to be for us on the admin. I want it to be an option where we could create an invoice from the timesheet. So let's say there's a function where I could click on all the timesheet for this week and it calculate the total hours, like, for this week,
right,
for each position, and then I could enter the rate beside it, and then it does the calculation. I think QuickBooks, if I could show you a screen, I could show you, probably send you a video. QuickBooks has an invoicing that is pretty, I don't know if, okay, so QuickBooks has a system for invoicing that is pretty similar, but, you know, they don't have, like, clocking, and they don't have the staff, the healthcare staff in part. But their invoicing is like that. You can put the total hours in, and then you just put the amount per hour, and it does the calculation for you. Something like that I'm talking.
I think I got the gist of it. So I'm looking at a timesheet right now, a sample timesheet that's used within your industry, and, you know, it's a nursing timesheet. It already has an employee ID, of course, for the person that's working on that job or that particular vacancy. It's their name on there. It's their candidate's manager's name if someone's managing them. And then, you know, their hours from Sunday to Monday, every day of the week. You can see whether, for a company, they can see how many people they employed from your company, through your company, through applied nurses, and how many hours did each of the person work, and that gives you the timesheet. And when you enter the rate to it, and you click on, say, generate invoice, the system should be smart enough to convert the timesheet into a invoice template with the per hour rate multiplied by the number of hours worked for each of the employees hired by this company, and give them like a cumulative invoice for every month or at any time when you click on, generate invoice button, right?
Yes, something like that. Yes, generate invoicing, and yes.
Got it.
And honestly, if the platform can allow us to, like, change the rate on the invoices, because this is staffing industry, you know, the rates increase, they decrease, so we don't want to have, like, a system where we are unable to change the rate on the invoice.
Yeah. So I think what we'll do is, when the timesheet's generated for a company, right, it's going to show them the hours and the employees that worked, the candidates that worked. Now, you as the admin before you generate the invoice, you would be able to enter the per hour rate, and that then you will be able to generate the invoice, or you know, at least the, you know, the per hour that was on the job vacancy is going to show up, but you will be able to edit that. So if it was, you know, a few dollars more or a few dollars less per hour, you would be able to edit that before you create the invoice or you generate the invoice.
Correct.
Okay, got it. I think that's perfectly doable. And approval management.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you post jobs, first of all, I think last time you told me that you as the admins are going to be posting jobs on behalf of the companies that ask you to, you know, find someone for their vacancy, right? So are you still going to post jobs for them, or do you want that to be on the client's dashboard?
So we want two options. So the client dashboard, they could post and we could post, because we're still going to have clients that's going to send us a bunch of shifts to post, and we can't say, oh, we're not going to post those. You have to do it yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to have the option where we can post our shift, or they can post it to their, which means we're not going to miss out, because that's what our competitors are doing. They're posting, plus the client can post, and we got to, you know.
Right, okay.
We
got to
do, but,
Both the client and you should have the option, just in case you...
To post shift.
Okay, to post the shift, okay. All right. And posting and applying for schedules. Both clients and admin should have this option. And, okay, so that's figured. That's doable. And
all right, so let me go over what – I could go over this quick. So on the current platform, what we have, so we have, like, a dashboard, right? That dashboard will show us, like, how many people download the app, right, on the staff up platform that we currently use. So the first thing on their platform is a dashboard. The dashboard shows how much installs, how much profile was created. That wasn't something that I think of, but it's there, and I think it's a good tool to know how many people did complete their profile and how many didn't. How many people send referrals, they have that there.
Okay.
The second thing they have is timekeeping, which is very, very important, because we're going to be posting our shift. They're going to be able to clock in on the app.
Mm-hmm.
So timekeeping, the candidate has to be able to clock in on the app. So clocking in and clocking out and submitting their timesheet. On the then they have the third thing is the company list, right? The company list is where we are going to create our clients. So the clients are the company list. So that's where we're going to be able to create each profile, each client profile. So therefore, when we create on the company, how should I word this? So
I know. So you need to you add a client to the system first before you can add jobs for them, right? You create them as a category from the back end.
Yep. Mhm. Yep. That's exactly that. Yep. And then they have a candidate, which is our candidate. So then we'll under the candidate tab, we have all our candidates, and we can see who completed their profile, who is still pending, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Then we and then shift scheduling, and then onboarding, et cetera. Yeah.
So for jobs management. What do you call them, by the way, jobs or shifts?
I call them shifts.
Shifts, okay. Shift management, where you can add a shift under a client profile, right, for a client?
Yeah.
And
which
they
is
can
under,
do it themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mhm. So it's shift scheduling.
Shift scheduling, where you can add.
Mhm.
You should be able to remove them as well if they are no longer valid. And then when they show up on the candidate side and they apply to it, you should be able to see at a snapshot how many people have applied, how many applications, and this you said should be visible to the clients as well. So you need a dashboard for them too, right?
Yeah, so the client should be able to see that people are interested in a shift. Yeah, so the shift scheduling and the candidate tab is two different tabs. So the shift scheduling is just the post the shift, and those will show up on the app. The candidate tab is just basically for us to see all our applicants, like everyone that applied for our company, everyone that, So the shift scheduling is just the post the shift that, hey, Building A needs a nurse for 7-3 or a CNA for 7-3. Are you interested? And that will show up on the app, and they will click interested, and we would get a notification that, hey, Alicia is interested in that shift at Building A for 7-3. Yeah.
Okay, I got it. So it's going to be shift management as a separate tab within the admin panel. The other one is going to be called the candidate management. And what this is going to do is when a candidate comes on the application, they have to fill out their forms, the W-9, the I-9, and then they need to receive the documents you want to send them as well. So when they submit their forms, they're going to show up on the back end to you. You review the forms and then allow them, you screen them, and then you approve or you reject them. And that way, if you approve them, that's when they can start applying to shifts. Right, and when they apply on say three shifts in a week, you as the admin, when you go under candidate management, you will be able to see how many candidates have applied for what shifts. So if you click on a candidate's name, you will see that they have applied to company X shift, company Y shift, company Z shift, and all of that is going to show up under each candidate's name, right?
Yeah. You know what just came to my mind? I just realized I could probably give you access to the platform, and you could take a look around. That just came to my mind.
So I'm just looking at the application right now, and I think we can look at the dashboard together too, if that's what you're saying.
Yeah, we could do a Zoom and show you around, and for you to, because I think if you see exactly what I want and what I don't want, I gave you a good overview, but that's an option too. It just came to my mind.
Definitely. Yeah. I think I'd rather like to look at it and then be able to, kind of pick off from there. But one thing that I'm thinking, Alicia, and, before I let you go and before we, schedule for our next call, last time when we were discussing it, we were in a different position where you were just starting out. You had a limited budget. We were trying to do you didn't know much on what you needed, and therefore we decided that we would build a foundational application first, and then we can always build more features on top, right? Now, the situation we are looking at right now, and I think last time I gave you the least possible quotation in terms of pricing as well. Why I'm discussing this with you right now is because, I don't want to take you down a rabbit hole and then realize it's too expensive, and then, we have to suffice with some other solution or some other platform sometime as well.
Yeah.
So in terms of budget, we are talking about a lot of features that need to go in there. And like we discussed last time as well, when you build them for your own application, when you're building your own application rather than renting something, you have to do the investment upfront, which is a larger significant investment initially. And then you it's a peace of mind for a lifetime that you have your own app. You don't have to pay anyone. It's sitting there, and it works exactly according to how you need it, right? So in terms of budget, are you more flexible than you were last time, or are we still working?
I am more flexible, but I still need a good price because I'm still shopping around, honestly, for the best deal for my app.
But see,
I am more flexible than
business.
When I started.
Yeah, I know you're still a small business. You still are bootstrapped to your own finances. So I wouldn't, quote you anything that's unfair, or if anything that we would rather quote to an enterprise, because I know you're not one at this moment, right? Probably 2 years down the road, you may become one, and be hopeful that you will. But for now, I think it's going to be a small business pricing I'll give you, But then at the end of the day, I mean, if there are features that need to be developed and the hours are going to go into it in terms of development and design, I'll have to quote you, the price accordingly, right? So let's look at the dashboard, the admin dashboard as well, on a Zoom screen share. Could we do it tomorrow sometime, or how's tomorrow looking for you?
Yeah, we could do it tomorrow. We could do it tomorrow and give it, yeah.
Okay, then sounds good. I think I have some notes here. I'll keep them with me for now, and then tomorrow, what time works for you so we can, get on a screen share Zoom meeting?
I could do like you're in I'm Eastern. I think we're in two different time zones, right?
Yeah, so I happen to be in California these days, but we do have an Eastern time zone office too now. I don't know if we had this when you came last time, but we have an office in New York now. So if we have to work
Oh,
together, I'll
okay.
assign you a team from New York this time.
Okay. So, I could do one tomorrow. One tomorrow is fine.
One
Or
o'clock
anytime
is
in the afternoon, 12 afternoon is fine.
okay, and that's your time, right? Eastern time, right?
Yeah, anytime in the afternoon. If you need a later time, I can do that also. Anytime like after 12.
I think let's shoot for 1 o'clock tomorrow, and that's going to be 10 a.m. in the morning for me, and that kind of sounds perfect to me. I'll send you a Zoom link, and then let's try and shoot for 1 p.m. tomorrow your time, okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Perfect. Then, Alicia, I'll let you go for now. I have to step out as well, and I look forward to
Okay.
tomorrow's meeting then. All right?
Thank you.
Have a good
Alrighty,
night.
bye-bye.
Take care. Thank you. Bye.
Good night, bye.